I'm Kevin Kugler with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. The association announced this week more than $3 million in grants to 9 schools in a continuing effort to help student-athletes graduate. It's the 5th round of funding in the Accelerated Academic Success Program established in 2012. The effort targets assistance to schools whose financial resources are in the bottom 10% of Division I non-FBS programs. The grants will be used to increase academic support, space, technology upgrades, and the availability of summer financial aid for student-athletes. The multi-year grant recipients are Arkansas Pine Bluff, Morgan State, and Southern University. Single-year recipients announced this week are Alabama State, Austin Peay State, Coppin State, the University of Texas Rio Grande Valley, Idaho State, and Norfolk State. Coming up, some possible changes for baseball on This Week in the NCAA.
I'm a college athlete, but you don't know where I was born, if I was raised in the city or suburbs. You don't know the color of my skin, whether I'm big or small, who I love, or if I'm rich, poor, or somewhere in the middle. But the good news is, it doesn't matter. Because as a college athlete, the only thing that does matter is that I have the skill and the drive to succeed in school and sports.
Visit ncaa.org/opportunity to learn more.
One of the NCAA sports undergoing some rule change discussions this summer is baseball. Next week, the Playing Rules Oversight Panel will discuss 2 experimental rules proposed by the Southeastern Conference. The first would allow SEC conference games next year to try out a coach's challenge video review protocol, giving coaches 1 challenge per game in addition to reviews initiated by the umpire. The SEC has also proposed expanding what plays can be reviewed, including forced tag calls, some base running and interference scenarios, hit-by-pitch calls, and tag-up plays. The second experimental proposal would allow a wireless communication system from the dugout to the catcher. The one-way audio transmission would let the coaching staff tell the catcher what pitches they want thrown. The system is being considered as a way to improve the pace of play. Another plan calling for regular season bat testing is likely to not be implemented until the 2020 season. The delay would give schools extra time to purchase the necessary equipment. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Kevin Kugler on Westwood One.